Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I planned to, before coming here to Charlotte, I planned a talk for this morning with the understanding that today would be the initiation ceremony, but the schedule had to be changed. But anyway, I'll give the same talk that I'd planned, discussing about this phenomenon, which in India is perfectly accepted, but here in the West is sometimes considered wrong, demeaning, appalling, that the guru is offered so much respect. Once one American woman said to Srila Prabhupada in a shocked tone regarding his disciples, that, oh, they're worshipping you. Prabhupada said, yeah, just like I worship my guru. It's not considered wrong in Vedic culture, rather it's wrong not to. To fail to offer respect to those who should be respected. And there are levels also. Shakale, shanman, karite, shakate, deho, nata, jata, jata. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to his guru. For the ability, the proper understanding, whereby you can offer respect to everyone, according to their rank, or appropriately, that's the word, appropriately. So why so much emphasis on the guru? We can get some understanding from Guru Vashtaka, especially the first verse and the last verse, they both emphasize the element of mercy, but still worship. But then the seventh verse says, as good as God, should be understood to be as good as God. That is considered highly blasphemous in Islam. To even say that Hazrat Muhammad, P-U-B-H, should be considered as good as God is considered blasphemous. He's very dear to Krishna. Why is considered as good? Because he's very dear. Not considered God, but as good as God, because very dear to God. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example that he gave different examples, didn't he? That if you have, you may not be able to approach a very big person, but if you happen to know the friend of a big person, then the friend of a big person can introduce you to that big person. Just like in India, I think she just passed away, isn't it? The mother of the Prime Minister. His mother just passed away. So she's a ordinary Gujarati housewife, but her son happens to be the Prime Minister of India. So if you happen to be a family friend, you'd have a better chance of meeting him. Even then it might be difficult. Another example that Srila Prabhupada gave, love me, love my dog. He took this from, this isn't in Shastra, because in Shastra having pet dogs is not encouraged. But Srila Prabhupada saw that in the Western world people are very fond of their dogs, and someone is taking their dog, or the dog is taking what their so-called master for a walk. And if you want to ingratiate yourself to the so-called master, then you pat the dog on the head. I had this experience a few times in America that people, they introduce their dog to you and you're supposed to be in ecstasy. You're supposed to get all excited about it. Very dear to Krishna. Very dear to Krishna. I saw him picking his nose. How can he be dear to Krishna? And generally, gurus shouldn't pick their nose in public. It might be misunderstood. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, eating, sleeping, these things should be done far away from the eyes of the public to maintain a respectable position. How dear to Krishna? Ya imang paramangu hyam mad bhakti shvabhidhya sati bhakti mai param kritva mame vaishyat yasangshayaha Nachatas man manushe shu kaschin me priya kritamaha bhavita nachame tasman anya priyataro bhuvi. Krishna, after speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, having got Arjuna's word that Arjuna will now fight, Krishna says that anyone who preaches this message among the devotees is very dear to me, which means that Krishna didn't speak it only for Arjuna. It was meant for further propagation. This paramam guhyam, the one who preaches this, becomes very dear to Krishna, attains the highest devotion, comes to Krishna without fail. There's no one dearer to me than him, Krishna says. Nor will there ever be anyone more dear. Srila Prabhupada once said, it's reported that by chanting Hare Krishna, just by chanting alone, it may take you 100 years to get perfection. Well, that's not long in cosmic time, but he was just making the point, Srila Prabhupada said, but by preaching you can very quickly become dear to Krishna. The guru gives the knowledge that Krishna gave. He repeats the knowledge that Krishna gave. So in that way is as good as God. If one person tells you something and another person tells you something which is beneficial for you, it works out to be the same thing. In some ways you could say the guru is more important. Of course we may say, well, we don't see Krishna here anyway among us right now, so someone else should tell us. If someone has made some discovery and no one tells it to anyone, he doesn't propagate it, then it doesn't become beneficial to human society. There was one British scientist, Cavendish was his name. He made so many discoveries before others did, but he just wrote them in his books. He never told anyone. So he didn't get the credit because he was just for fun. He was a rich man, and for fun he did scientific research and made so many discoveries. In some way, yes, because someone may say to Krishna, well, you're saying all these things, but look at you. What's your character? Guru should be of ideal character, so he has to preach by his actions as well as his words, has to show how to do it. Whereas Krishna doesn't have to. And then the guru has to explain that also, how Krishna, he's saying all things, and he doesn't have to follow it. He can do whatever he likes. He's God. You may say he's immoral, but it doesn't matter what you say, because you are not the judge. Man is not the measure of all things. Krishna is the measure of all things. So the guru preaches, becomes dear. We saw practically Srila Prabhupada. He was like a rain cloud, the first verse of Sri Gaura Vashtakam. He was very liberally giving knowledge of Krishna. He wanted it very widely distributed. He made an arrangement that these books with knowledge of Krishna should be given to anyone and everyone. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Patra patra vicha nahi nahi stana stan jai jaha paitare deo prema dan. Without considering who is qualified and who is not qualified, because in Kali Yuga everyone's disqualified anyway. The Panchatattva they distributed, love of God. What is a proper place? What is a proper person? Just they distributed. People may be ready for it, not ready for it. But anyway, just give the chance. So we saw this practically in Srila Prabhupada, all the verses of the Gaura Vashtaka, at least some of them. Some we can't see, but we can see how he's dancing in kirtan, worshipping deities, distributing prasad. So we saw this practically in Srila Prabhupada. It's not simply some eulogization. You can say, "Oh, my Guru, you're the most Guruji, you're the most merciful." But it's not simply by calling someone merciful that they become merciful. That comes the question: if you, by initiating someone, do you become a guru? Well, in one sense, yes. But you actually have to give the knowledge. Then you automatically, in this way, all Vaishnavas are gurus. Inasmuch as if they are actually Vaishnavas and they are at least acting in Krishna consciousness, then just by their example, their teaching, but especially if they try to teach others, then they become guru, and formalization that is formalized by giving initiation. But then again, initiation is not just simply a formality. It means a commitment on the part of both. So we saw how merciful Srila Prabhupada is. He worked so hard preaching Krishna consciousness, not making compromises, making adjustments. What's the difference between an adjustment and a compromise? What's the difference between a detail and a principle? Because in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu it said that all gurus teach the same thing, but there may be some difference in details about what they preach. We're here in the Haveli of the Vallabh Sampradaya. So basically it's the same thing. It's Krishna consciousness. Accept Krishna as the supreme. Worship Krishna. But there are differences in details, even in how we approach Krishna. But the principle is the same, to worship Krishna. So we saw that in Srila Prabhupada. The second verse of Gaura Vashtaka is how he's very blissful in kirtan, with hair standing on end, tears flowing from his eyes. Srila Prabhupada, he didn't often exhibit these symptoms. He would keep them under control, because there are two reasons for that. One reason is to operate in this world and to preach. If you become a madman, that's not possible, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is the highest level of love of God. You appear to be just like a madman. But if you're a madman, then you can't preach. You have to interact with people at that level, at the level that you can connect with them. Another reason is that devotees, beginning with, in our sampradaya, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they restrain their ecstasy. One reason being they don't want people to come and just praise them as being a great devotee. I've seen in Bengal, because the descriptions are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other works of how devotees, when they chant, they're in so much ecstasy, and then it's imitation is formalized. The people, they in kirtan, then they start rolling on the ground, singing as if they're crying, but it's a drama. They may feel something also. I'm not saying they don't feel anything. But it has to be mundane emotion, because we can see how much someone is absorbed in kirtan when they stop the kirtan. And then you see what they do after that. And kirtan means praying to Krishna, please engage me in your service. So it's possible to be absorbed on the level of emotion, but that's not transcendental emotion if it doesn't manifest as service. And Srila Prabhupada writes that we can understand if someone is getting the fruit of chanting Hare Krishna if by their service attitude. One man bought a book yesterday. I saw on the back of his t-shirt, it was on the front, it was written YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association. On the back it was written, it was a quote from the Bible, which I wasn't aware of. Through love serve one another. Good quote, huh? I'm going to look that up. From Galatians, one of the books of the Bible. Not Jesus, he didn't say this. It's after Jesus. Through love serve one another. So there you have it. Love manifested as service. So we saw Srila Prabhupada dancing in the bliss of kirtan, but and sometimes he would exhibit ecstatic symptoms, but he would try to keep that under control, lest it be imitated. That's one reason. Or then others come and praise. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, sometimes you see me crying, but it's just imitation. I'm just doing it as a show. Because if I had real love for Krishna, I wouldn't even stay alive. How could you even live? Srila Prabhupada was very keen to promote deity worship and engage disciples in other yuktasya. He himself is engaged in such services. And yuktasya bhaktangs chanayanjatopi. He engages his disciples also in all kinds of services. So there's a good description of a guru. Himself engaged, fully engaged in Krishna service, and engages his disciples. And as far as prasadam distribution is concerned, that's a central part of Vaishnava culture. Srila Prabhupada took great pleasure in that, and at least in recent times, prasadam became prominently for the first time in history. Prasadam became prominent as a preaching tool, because for many people, there are levels of consciousness, right? The first is annamai. We just eat, that's all. All you know is eating. So spiritually, most people in these parts of the world, they're nowhere. They're not even... But they can begin from the platform of eating. So Srila Prabhupada made a big thing of that. He really promoted it. Delicious prasadam. And he didn't cook pizza. He gave the kind of food that Krishna likes to eat, as we learn from Shastra, no pizza, no birthday cakes, or any such thing. So Srila Prabhupada promoted that. That is in history also. I mean, we have festival. Festival means there has to be profuse distribution of prasadam. Although again, talking from my experience in Bengal, it's often the festival prasadam, I've often seen, what is it? It's khichdi. That's it. Liquidy khichdi, cooked in, they get these big barrels, these big drums that you have oil in, that's emptied out, cleaned out, cut in half. You put one hole on one side, one hole on the other, and a big bamboo in between it, then you can carry it. And you make a big hole in the ground for cooking. And you have, say, 10 or 20 of these. And you go on throughout the day cooking, 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 and distributing. Liquidy khichdi. That's it. So there we have. He's an ocean of mercy. He's ecstatic in kirtan. Engages in deity worship and all other aspects of devotional service, and engages his disciples. He's very happy to see the devotees and everyone else take prasadam. So these are things, these three verses we can see. The fifth verse we can't see. The fifth and sixth verse are very similar, actually. It is internal life. Srila Prabhupada, once he was explaining Sri Gaurvashtaka, when he came to the fifth verse, he said that always keen to discuss the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. Or sometimes he may talk about the cowherd boys also. So that's taken as a clue. And there's one book by Bhakti, I can't remember, Ashram Maharaj, what's his? Babru, yeah, it used to be. Bhaktivedanta Ashram Maharaj. He's made a book in which he makes a convincing case that Srila Prabhupada was in cowherd boy bhav. That was his inner life, which he wouldn't reveal to anyone. He refused to. But there are symptoms by little clues here and there. So we can't see that, but he's internal. But definitely, Srila Prabhupada, he was with Krishna. It wasn't some fantasy. He couldn't work hard, take so much risk, be such a potent preacher, be so merciful. There was a link with Krishna there, that's for sure. With Radha and Krishna in the land of Vrindavan. So whether we go to the sixth verse, the seventh verse, and the eighth verse brings us back to the point of mercy. The first verse of Sri Gaurvashtaka stresses the mercy. Why are we worshipping? Mercy, so merciful. What is that mercy? That is in various ways, gives the name of Krishna, gives prasad, but especially the guru is known as giving knowledge. Knowledge by which we come out of ignorance, just like Krishna spoke to Arjuna, and then Arjuna at the end said, Nashto moha smritiya labdha tvat prasadam maya achyuta. Now my ignorance is destroyed, I have regained my consciousness. By your mercy, achyuta, you don't fall down, I fell down. Stithosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanantava. Now I'm situated in my proper position, I'm ready to do what you say. I'm ready. So again, it's not just theoretical. You can get the bhakti shastra, you can get a certificate. I passed this, but the real proof that you absorb that knowledge is in enacting it. We all passed our Bhakti Shastra exam. Let's go and celebrate with an ice cream party. You celebrate with a kirtan and then distribute prasadam to others. Now we shall go and enjoy. So again, the last verse brings us back to the point of mercy. And Guru is so dear to Krishna, and Krishna has given power of attorney. That means by satisfying the Guru, one can satisfy Krishna, and by dissatisfying the Guru, then whatever else one may do, you're finished. You're not going to make it. You're not going to get there. So the whole glorification is because the Guru is as good as God, or better, because he gives God. As good as God, or better, yeah. Just like you may get to see God, or even talk with God, but you don't get God. Just like so many people were present when Krishna was present. Not everyone became Krishna conscious, not favorably anyway. Daksha, we find in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, had the direct darshan of Lord Vishnu. But he remained in a level of materialistic consciousness. So getting darshan of God doesn't necessarily mean that you get him. People like to take photographs with big people. I used to see in India years ago. I don't see it now. People photo of them with Indira Gandhi. I mean, she posed for the picture. That's all. For 2 seconds, they were standing next to Indira. But they like to show, you see, my photo's there. They like to show. And you become big by being associated with the big, but you don't. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're very dear. The book distributors, they may not have had so much association with Srila Prabhupada. I heard Vaisheshika Prabhu speaking on his memories of Srila Prabhupada. He said, for us as book distributors, we are from the beginning, we served Srila Prabhupada by service. We weren't physically very close. So when we learned that Srila Prabhupada had passed away, we went on book distribution just the same. For us, things didn't change that much because we didn't have that much, we didn't have direct personal association. And they thought, well, anyway, he's always present by his words. So we have to go on serving him. They went on book distribution. We glorify Srila Prabhupada and all the great acharyas because they give Krishna by giving knowledge of Krishna, and these qualities we can see. And it may be some Vaishnavas, they're very great acharyas in our sampradaya. But apart from the very great acharyas in our sampradaya, there have been so many gurus whose names now are not even known or remembered very much. But they also performed the same function for their disciples of giving spiritual knowledge, setting a proper example. So for their disciples should see them as good as God. There is some theory, actually I think it's even G.B.C. law, I think it's in the disciples' course. That you know, you have your guru, but you, something like that. Your real guru is Srila Prabhupada, and the guru's there, and you can pat him on the head sometimes if you like. Throw him a bone or something. But then it becomes something like this, that Krishna is so great, how can we go directly to Krishna? The disciples themselves may feel like this, that how can I go directly to Krishna? Guru is there representing, so they may say, well, we don't see Krishna. So the disciple themselves may feel like this, and it's probably a very healthy feeling, spiritually healthy, to think that, well, I don't see Srila Prabhupada. I read his books, we all worship him in Guru Puja, but my guru is there also, and he's explaining what Srila Prabhupada taught and representing Srila Prabhupada to me. So, you can legislate as much as you like, but probably devotees, especially those who come from an Indian cultural background, they're not just going to throw their, forget to separate their guru from the rest of the garbage and throw him out with the rest of the garbage. It's those who represent Krishna to you, they should be respected accordingly. Of course, we have the whole Ritvik thing going on. But what happens, the ones who started all this in India, they rejected their guru and said, no, I'm directly Prabhupada. They won't have disciples. You look on their website, and it's all about the Bangalore thing. There's all the pictures of them, and it's them who give the all the talks. It's Animal Farm. They became, you know that story? They threw out the guru and became the guru themselves. But if you say, no, it's all Prabhupada. But yeah, and they give initiation. You see, they give initiation. They give the beads, and the person bows down to them. So it's cheating. Why don't they just accept that I have a guru and I didn't... All right, I came to Krishna consciousness by reading Srila Prabhupada. I saw also the big acharya of the Ritvik thing down in Bangalore. He says, I came to Krishna consciousness by reading Prabhupada's books. So Prabhupada's my guru. But that's not all. You were taught, you were trained by others how to chant, all the different procedures. It's not that you understood everything in Prabhupada's books just by reading. You had to have it explained to you. Just cut that all out. So what is there going on? Yes, ya prasada nagati katopi. Why so much fuss about the guru anyway, all this stuff about guru? Jivaya sarupoi Krishna nitya das, right? Why not focus on Krishna? Well, we need help to find Krishna. He's everywhere, just like electricity is everywhere. But it takes an electrician to harness that. Well, it takes a whole big arrangement to harness that electricity so that it can be utilized. And Krishna himself says, Acharyang mang vijaniyan, which literally means, you should know the guru to be me. Acharyopasanam is there in Bhagavad Gita. One should worship the guru. We're all especially grateful to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, because we wouldn't know anything about this if it wasn't for His mercy. But he may say that, or he will say that about his own guru. And practically we see Srila Prabhupada, he was raised in a Vaishnava family. But he wasn't, at least superficially, taking it that much seriously until he met his guru and got a mission. His father didn't instill in him the mission to spread Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati did. Then he took more training and more guidance. So we saw that in Srila Prabhupada. He's giving mercy, he's dancing in kirtan, installing deities, giving instructions in deity worship. He gave us all this understanding. The Guru is as good as God. Especially myself and others who are coming from the Western world. Well, the younger generation, they heard the word Guru. Otherwise, I didn't grow up knowing that. I didn't hear the word Guru. That was just coming in. Eastern mysticism was just coming in the West. It was there before, when we came in with Madame Blavatsky and Theosophists, Vivekananda, some idea of Hinduism was there before. But actually we saw a real guru in Srila Prabhupada. So actually was it 1966, Time magazine, or I think it was Life magazine, was a very big magazine at that time. Now it's dead. Life magazine died. But it was very big. I think it was biggest magazine in America. So they made one photo essay, The Year of the Guru. And they showed so many, because what had happened is the immigration laws had changed. Otherwise, Indians couldn't come to America very easily. Hardly. They couldn't get a visa. But that was changed, and then so many gurus came galloping over. I myself, when I was first shown Srila Prabhupada's books by a friend of mine at school who'd gone into London and got some books. One was Bhagavad Gita As It Is, and I think there were two others, but I can't remember what they were. He was very interested to show them to me. I said, I don't see that. I know all these Indian gurus. They're all cheaters. And they were. But there was one exception. It took me another 2 years or something before I got around to... Then I came across another book of Srila Prabhupada's and read that and couldn't understand much, but I could understand there's something substantial here which I should try and find out more about. But a real guru, we couldn't see. Srila Prabhupada. So many bogus gurus. It was a huge thing in America and in Britain, where this miserable body, the miserable country where this miserable body was born. I'm talking about this body here. There was this Guru Maharaji cult, Bal Yogeshwar, who, it was a young fat boy from somewhere, I think it was in Himachal Pradesh, Basu Ghosh would know if he wasn't absorbed. They're Nepalis from Uttarakhand. Yeah, when you're out there in Uttarakhand, there's not that much difference between Nepali. The lines were drawn at some point, probably by the British. Otherwise, it's all merged, isn't it? Yeah. So it's, and people previously, and probably still, they just go across the border like this and that. Yeah. For Indians and Nepalis, not for me. So it was ludicrous. There's this grossly overweight, which was unusual in those days, but now it's become common. Young boy, he's about 14 years old, and he was telling everyone he's God. And he had thousands of followers among young people in America. And Britain, not so much. It's just ludicrous. He was, and then there was this holding a flower and smiling. This what do you call it, transcendental meditation. I had enough sense even at that age to understand this is bogus. This is completely bogus. And there are so many others also. Some were better than others. Anyway, Shivananda is somewhat better. In Mayavadis also, but they're more like traditional Mayavadis. Satchitananda, he met Srila Prabhupada and he met Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada received him cordially. Yogi Bhajan, he was a Sikh. Yeah. Prabhupada accepted him as a bona fide Sikh. So it wasn't that Srila Prabhupada rejected everyone out of hand. But there's no doubt that Srila Prabhupada was just... Even if you say some of them were... Okay. Of course, Shivananda didn't personally come to the West. But Srila Prabhupada is in a different category. He's someone who knows God. He's with him. He's directly with him. And we don't expect everyone to be on the level of Srila Prabhupada. We could say unreasonable, but if someone represents, then they become as good. Just like in the university, when you get up to a high level, you may study what Einstein taught. That doesn't mean the professor is as good as Einstein, but if he teaches the same thing, whatever that is, there may be different opinions about what he meant. But if he conveys that, then it's the same thing. You get the same knowledge. And of course, in Krishna consciousness, we're not simply talking about knowledge, but we're talking about realization. That comes when, after receiving the knowledge, if one acts according to that knowledge, then realization comes. And if it doesn't come, then there's something wrong with the so-called knowledge. Just like you use mathematics in engineering, and if you get your math wrong, then the bridge collapses. So you're doing civil engineering. either you do your arithmetic wrong, or you got the wrong formula behind it. But if it works, then the bridge doesn't collapse. It's a common phenomenon in India, isn't it? Bridge collapse. You also have to use proper materials and not take a bill for getting good materials and actually supply poor materials and put the money in your pocket. These things are going on. Yeah, so again, that's a good example. You have to be authentic, right? There's a big thing, right? You have to be authentic. You have to be real. So give the real thing and act according to that. And we're at a stage in ISKCON's history where it's quite obvious to everyone that the present generation of gurus won't be with us much longer, and there'll be another generation coming in. So the older devotees among the disciples of the present gurus are aware that among them, some of them will be taking that responsibility. Some of them are acting like that in practically. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but they're practically acting as gurus to others, except the giving initiation. And that happens. Anyway, as it happened with Srila Prabhupada, he had about 5,000 disciples, a little less than 5,000 disciples. But he didn't personally train every one of them. It's physically not possible. We hear about Durvasa Muni having 60,000 disciples. Jaimini, I think it said, he had 1 lakh disciples. And Durvasa would travel with 60,000. At least we heard that when he... It's difficult to imagine, because when he went to visit Yudhishthir in the forest, and if he took 60,000 with him, that's a...
That's how many Srila Bhaktis he died.
60,000 disciples?
But it's in that book.
Which book?
That one end from the... not that big.
My book?
No, not your book.
Which one? The Associates of Sri Chaitanya by Bhakti Ballabh Tirtha Maharaj? Anyway, he didn't have 60,000 initiated disciples. Take it from me.
Okay.
I can't remember. It was about 3,000, I think, something like that. Not so many. It wasn't so easy to be his disciple. We'd all fail. I mean, we wouldn't be... we wouldn't make it. In first initiation, but even then, I searched out in the beginning from about 1980. I was searching for disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. There weren't that many. It's written down, but then you shouldn't believe everything. It's just like I was saying, was it yesterday, that just because something's in Sanskrit, some verse, doesn't mean that it's factual. Or you say something in Sanskrit and it becomes a fact. You write, that's a danger. You write things and then people believe it to be factual. Or you say things, people believe it to be factual. So anyway, there's a few thoughts about Guru Tattva. Oh yeah, that point, that training disciples. Srila Prabhupada, he did personally train devotees in the beginning as far as he could. Because he found in the beginning, what did he have? He had pretty bad raw material to start with in terms of Vedic culture and everything. Ravi Shankar, the sitar player, when he met Srila Prabhupada, he was lamenting that to Srila Prabhupada. He met him in America because he went to America to teach sitar playing. He said, you see, in this country, the disciples, they'll sit. Because when you play sitar, you have to sit on the floor. He'll sit with their feet pointing toward you. It's just unimaginable. But he said, "You can't. What can you do? It's that's the way people are here." You see, in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada would cook a big feast for everyone. And he'll say, "Thanks a lot, Swamiji." He'd serve them, cook it, serve it, and they'd all go away, and he'd have to clean everything up himself. And no idea. And the Western culture means every day people commit so many sinful activities, just it's normal. Sunday today, people will go to church. I remember going to church as a child. Sunday means the day when you eat more meat. We didn't have so much money to stuff yourself with meat 3 times a day. So Sunday you have a special. You go to church, then come home, and the mother, I won't say exactly, but after mass in the church, the men go over the road to the pub and the women go home and cook something not mentionable in this assembly. And yeah, people just take it as normal. Put some money in the plate for the church. They don't know. It's so far away from I was going to say Vedic culture, but any culture. Srila Prabhupada, he taught, and gradually he taught more and more things. And actually he wanted devotees to go to India so they could learn about this culture. Unfortunately, in our society at the present time, our Indian devotees seem to be very eager to learn all the wrong things from the Western devotees. And they're in the vanguard of introducing the downfall of Vedic culture. Anyway, that's another topic. But that's how we can appreciate Srila Prabhupada even more, that he was able, Even more than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, after all, preaching in what we could call Vedic culture. There were so many strange things going on. There were Buddhists and Charvaks and so many people who had deviated from Vedic culture in India at that time. But that's why he took sannyas. It wouldn't taking sannyas doesn't make any difference in the West for among the common people. But it made a difference because people saw him differently. They respected that. So in one sense, what Srila Prabhupada did was more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because who could preach among such people? It seems impossible, but he did it. So we're all eternally grateful to him, and even the Indians among us here. You wouldn't be chanting Hare Krishna if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada. So we should all be grateful for that. But don't be ungrateful to your guru also. Just think, oh, yeah, some jerk, you know. Anyway, all right, okay. You have to do it, otherwise you don't get a name and then they don't take you seriously. And it's just, get initiated. Throw the guy a few dollars here and there. No, he should take it seriously. And gurus, of course, should take their role very seriously also. So there's a few words I wanted to say on the initiation day. Hare Krishna. That's it. So one morning left of this Shravan Kirtan camp. Oh, well, the main morning program's gone, but Shravan Kirtan camps means it should go on. Shravana Kirtana Karo Anukarna Ashata Pachalachari Kahe Premananda Manusha Janama Shafala Karo Nabhari. There's one song by the Gaurya Vaishnav poet by the name of Premananda. So he in that song, he glorified, or he prayed, what is the glories of chanting the holy name? The whole song is about this. And he finishes the song by saying, Shravana Kirtan, go on continuously with Shravana and Kirtan, giving up all useless discussions. Premananda says, make your human birth successful and don't wait, don't hang around. Do it now. Work on it. So we'll continue with that. And thanks to all of you for coming. There's no festival without attendees. And in the kitchen, thank you. Hari Bol. There's no festival without prasadam. Hari Bol, Abhiram Sakha, the head of the kitchen team. Busy in the kitchen. Not seen much, but appreciated. Hare Krishna. Okay, get back to your spoons and ladles. Watch out, it doesn't burn, you have to run back. Kirtaniyas, organizers, it all fell on Praveen Govinda Prabhu's head, mostly thanks to the Vallabh Parishad. What do they call it? Oh, but there's some society. You see it's written on the... Anyway, thanks to them, even though they're not here. Pushti Marga. Very nice. Free of charge. Yeah, they gave it free of charge. Yeah. So we should clean up nicely. Why don't you, that should be the last thing, give a nice clean up before we all leave. It's very, very nice of them, very good. We know from Gujarat the influence of, people are so inclined to Krishna in Gujarat, and that's largely thanks to Sri Gosaiji, who was preaching, the son, one of the two prominent sons of Vallabhachai, who preached very widely. Yeah. One preached, Vittal. He was known as Gosaiji. He preached very widely. And the present guru is Rajaraj Kumarji. His photo is there. He's prominent here. So he's the son of Mathuradish, it seems, is it? Basu Ghosh will know. He knows all these things. You're coughing a lot these days. Anyway, he's one of... All right. We'll leave it then. So yeah, the Sampradaya is going on. We have a major Haveli right there in Vadodara, and then there's a newer one just 5 minutes drive from our ISKCON temple. There's a new Haveli. So I like to visit whenever I'm in the vicinity, I like to visit these Havelis, places of devotion. Very nice. You see, they have I see, grandson. I see, yeah. You'll see they have songbooks, so many beautiful songs they have in Brij Bhasha for glorifying Radha and Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. It's a good place to do it. Do a Shravan Kirtan camp in a Haveli. Haveli means it's not a temple. It's a home city. It's Krishna's home. That's the idea. Their mood, yeah. They worship Krishna as Krishna at home. Yeah. So it's not a temple exactly. It's a Haveli. Different.
They don't follow Pancharatri. They call it Seva.
Seva, yeah. Hare Krishna. Vanta kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyo vichar patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Join us, Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj.